Well, again, this Christmas season, the Jack Baird family near Elliott is putting together their Christmas light display for everyone to enjoy. And visiting here with Jack today. Jack, how are you?
Well, I'm getting better slowly.
Good, good. So, have you had a good year?
No, I didn't have a very good year. But it's starting to get better, I think.
Very good.
I had quite a bit of illness, and it didn't seem to want to recede very quick. But I'm getting out and starting to get around again now. So I'm really enjoying the Christmas season again. My family's done it all. They seem to have all disappeared, so I can't get them on here. I had one of them here a minute ago, but it disappeared out now at the door. But things are going pretty good now. They've got everything up. And I think it's all in place.
Good.
They're just tying it in and working on it, putting the finish touches on.
And they
added some more things. I don't even know what they are. And I wasn't out there at all at the time they put them up. I kind of got hung up on sickness again. But now I seem to be getting recuperated, and things are going better for me.
Yeah. Was there ever a doubt here this year that you might not be able to get this light display put up for folks this year?
Oh, no. We get it done. We got a lot of us there, and we've had a lot of cards and more cards for my birthday, and I have them all the way from Minnesota to Missouri, and I sure appreciate them, and family appreciates them. We've had, like I said, I know they're adding new things. I can't think what they added, but what are you doing to add?
We added a little airplane.
Yeah, I guess they added an airplane and some other things.
Last year, there was a helicopter.
They put a helicopter out. Of course, I was around last year, but things looking pretty good.
Yeah,
things up. It's a pretty good farm here, I'll say that.
Yeah, are these new things they put up? Are these homemade or things they found?
Pardon?
Are these new things homemade, or are they things that they may have found in different places?
A little of both.
A little of both. Okay.
Yeah, since I'm the one that do the most of the building, well, I didn't get too much done. But we've got a lot of new things out there, so it should go over good.
Okay, so when folks come by this year, they're going to see some different things they haven't seen before.
Well, I think so.
Okay.
At least I know. I haven't remembered seeing them.
Yeah.
And I know there are some things that I probably forgot about, but we put a lot of things out. I don't know how many items we have out there anymore, but we got a little dog pulling a light off of a tree. We've got I can't think of one other big thing we put out. So, well, anyway, it's out there, so That's the main part.
Yeah, it's too much to remember.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. But my family really has put a lot of time into it. It's kind of a tight squeeze between harvest and the Christmas lights.
Yeah, it
is. So we have got a group. My son has the ability to take off from work some, and he does a lot of it, and Sandy, my companion, does a heck of a lot of it anymore. She did about all of it this year. So I guess if they were to bite somebody, I'll have to bite on them.
Yeah. Well, you've sure had some pretty good weather to do this in this fall.
Oh, yeah, they had excellent weather compared to most years. It seems like I seen Chris down there the other night at 7 o'clock, prowling around with a flashlight, getting them all tied together. And I don't venture out there. I don't want to fall down if I'm going to go with it. But anyway, it's going to be a pretty good show, I think.
Good, good. Well, do you get a lot of folks, Jack, that come by before you actually get started, but while you're just kind of getting things set up to take a look?
Yeah. A lot of letters and a lot of cards to people.
Yeah.
That's wanting to know the exact times people calling. They want to bring a church group or something, and they want somebody to talk to them. And my son does that, and Sandy can do it. So she's as well versed as I am.
Yeah.
So.
Well, been doing this a lot of years. How many years have you done this now?
35 or 40.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, anyway.
Long enough to have a reputation for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm getting pretty well educated on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then we've got everything down
good.
Pretty pat.
Yeah, yeah.
The equipment that we use, it's just kind of a run-of-the-mill for us. But somebody else would have a fit thrown coming in here and try to adjust all this stuff and get it running. We'll be ready for people, I think.
Good. Well, this is one of those Christmas light displays that, unlike the ones that are like in the city, in town, where you've got the other city lights that kind of get in the way, this is out in a nice, quiet, dark area, so folks will really get the full effect.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing. We keep it, we don't have any other lights other than Christmas lights on at that time. But we shut all the yard lights, everything like that down.
Absolutely.
And I think that makes it more.
Yeah.
Better inform people.
Now, you're firing them up this weekend, right?
Right. We're going to turn them on 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this weekend.
Saturday, yeah.
And what will be the hours and how long will you do it?
Till the first year.
Okay.
And then they go off.
Okay. And what time?
At night, we turn them on at dusk, and then we turn them off at 10. It got to be a kind of a hassle being out there at 11 o'clock, getting them shut off. And I didn't feel very good last year, and it didn't work out too good. So we decided that's it. We're going to shut them down at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And Chris is my son, and he's the main goal on this thing now. Him and Sandy, they just do it all.
Okay, so.
I didn't hardly put up but maybe one or two Christmas bulbs.
Yeah.
So far. But.
Well, folks need to plan accordingly then, because they'll go off at 10 each night, so make sure they get there early enough.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't come driving in at 10:30 and call me. Want me to turn them on, because we don't do it.
Don't knock on the door.
I don't do any good to do, because I won't do it.
All right. Well,
especially anymore. But,
sure. No. Will there be a bucket out there if folks want to drop a donation?
Yeah, there will be.
Okay.
There's no obligation. It's just strictly their donation.
Okay. So if folks would like to show their appreciation that way and offset some of that cost, they're more than happy to help out.
That's all right.
Good. All right. Well, very good.
We've had a good many years of this, and I guess this is the first year we run into a health problem or anything like that. But it happened to be, so we worked around it.
Still got the job done. Excellent.
I think we'll. I hope we'll be going again next year.
Very good.
I see here we use. One thing I want to stress. The donations go into something on the lights. They're not used for anything else.
Okay.
We take them, put them up in a bank, and we get them out. If we need something, we get them out. And we try to add, we're trying to add all the time, every year.
Good. All right.
We didn't have very much time to add to it this year, but there's some out there.
Okay.
They may not notice them, but they're there.
Good.
Different ones.
All right. Well, Jack, can you...
I got somebody writing me notes there.
Yeah. Can you give folks some directions if they're not sure exactly where to find you?
You bet. I'll post them. They come from Red Oak. They come out of 148. They hit the 5th Street, which is H-20. Come west 3 miles. Turn north 2.5. And you ain't going to miss them. And from Elliott, you can, or Atlantic, you can come down 48, turn into Brothers Avenue at the curve on North of Red Oak, and come over 3 miles, turn down, and you won't miss them. Same way with the west. You can come 6 miles over and come on H-12, and I'll guarantee you'll see them if they're on.
Yeah, you'll look for the glow or look for the line of cars, one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sure can.
Excellent. All right. Well, Jack, thank you so much for the time here today, and I appreciate all the hard work you and your family have put in to make this such an enjoyable display every year for folks, and we hope they get a chance to come out again this year with their families and enjoy.
Okay, thank you so much.